AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather is a big problem in Texas and Oklahoma. About 1,000 people have been evacuated in central Texas. An evening curfew has been imposed as fast-moving floodwaters have consumed homes and sent down power lines, moving through neighborhoods and turned roadways into tributaries. Authorities in northeast Oklahoma have identified the firefighter who died after he was swept away by floodwaters while assisting in a rescue. The Islamic State group's takeover of Ramadi and Defense Secretary Ash Carter's view is stark evidence Iraqi forces lack the will to fight. Carter says Iraqi forces vastly outnumber their opponent, but they quickly withdrew without putting up much of a resistance. California Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat, doesn't think U.S. ground forces are the answer in Iraq.
I think sending in our own troops is not the answer either. We can't fight this fight for the Iraqis.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation, and so was Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John McCain, who says President Obama doesn't have a plan.
There is no strategy. And anybody that says that there is, I'd like to hear what it is.
The Iraqis left behind large number of U.S.-supplied vehicles, including several tanks now presumed to be in Islamic State hands. In New Orleans, a police officer for the city's public housing agency was shot and killed while on patrol at an agency construction site. No arrests have been made. Ohio Governor John Kasich is praising the work of police in Cleveland after a police officer was found not guilty of killing an unarmed couple. About 70 people were arrested overnight.
When there are large numbers of people who do not think the system works for them and in some ways works against them, we have to respond to it.
Kasich was on ABC's This Week. His life was on the big screen, starring Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind.
I need to look through to the governing dynamics, find a truly original idea. That's the only way I'll ever distinguish myself.
Mathematician John Nash has died. This is AP Radio News. Catholic Archbishop of Dublin says the church needs a reality check after voters in Ireland voted to legalize gay marriage.
Church should be looking at the things it does well and the things that it doesn't do well. But for me, the one of the biggest challenges is the fact that such a large number of young people who grow up, have gone to Catholic schools, who grew up in the environment in Ireland, that we're actually drifting away from the church.
The unexpectedly strong willingness of Irish voters to change their conservative 1937 constitution is expected to lead to a wave of gay weddings in Ireland in the fall. A Sri Lankan refugee drama, Deepan, unexpectedly won the Palme d'Or, the top honor at the Cannes Film Festival. The movie is about three Sri Lankans who pretend to be a family in order to flee their war-torn country for a housing project in France. The runner-up prize went to a Holocaust drama, Son of Saul. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.